Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Is the mainstream media falling for the use of this health crisis to exploit political agendas? There are attempts being made on various fronts to use the crisis as a wedge issue, that is, to divide people based on race and ethnicity. It should be seen as the despicable effort that it truly is. Let's start with the Senate Republicans' effort to pass a $250 billion relief package for small businesses. President Trump is solidly behind this emergency aid effort. This would be in addition to the Paycheck Protection Program that gives forgivable loans to small businesses. It doesn't discriminate based on race or ethnicity. Senate Democrats have blocked this effort under the guise of protecting minority-owned businesses. Now, once again, the Republican proposal covered businesses without regard to race, religion, or ethnicity. The only possible explanation of Democrats blocking this legislation is to have their candidates appeal to voters with a reminder that they are thinking about minorities in particular. Now, this is a blatant attempt to divide and conquer. Next, you have liberal Democrats led by Elizabeth Warren and the squad claiming the disproportionate deaths of African Americans is based on, you guessed it, racism. Now, what is true is that based on data from some cities across America and data from Clark County, black residents are more vulnerable to coronavirus. This, in fact, was a headline in the Review Journal. But seeing the headline by itself, while eye-catching, doesn't tell the whole story. And people could arrive at various conclusions based on a cursory glance at that and other headlines. One recent headline read, quote, Mayor Bill de Blasio says data reveals clear inequities in New York City coronavirus deaths, end of quote. Again, recent data from Chicago, New York City, and Milwaukee show black people are being infected and being disproportionately killed by the virus. In fact, this was the case in the last several flu epidemics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released data that suggests that those Americans living with chronic diseases, such as diabetes, heart disease, and lung disease, including asthma, are more severely affected by coronavirus. Dr. Vit Krauschar, a medical investigator for Clark County, is quoted as saying black residents could be seeing elevated infection rates because they have a higher rate of underlying medical conditions, such as heart disease and diabetes. He said if there's a segment of the population that has more underlying medical problems, they're more likely to be hospitalized and more likely to be tested. There are also the issues of hypertension, overweight, and smoking, and people living in close proximity, such as high-density communities that are found in New York. It's also documented that for whatever reason, black Americans are often reluctant to seek medical attention. Now, given these underlying issues, is it any wonder that black Americans are disproportionately being affected by this viral epidemic? So the attempt by some in the political left to weaponize this tragedy by dividing the various communities is despicable. As a country, we should be united to fight this invisible enemy together. We should be making every effort to come together in this battle. Many of us in the country are making that effort, but regardless of the fact that this is an election year, we cannot allow politics to enter into this fight. Now, for those who are using the tragedy as a political wedge, they should be warned that we will remember their attempt to divide. Their divisive behavior is not helping. It's hurting what should be a unified action to overcome this challenge at this time in our history. We cannot afford political distractions that only get in the way of our claiming success. Very important. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.